RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. No John Lopez. It is B. Scott in for the OG. I'm Reginald Atitula, Colin Neal on the ones and twos. Thank you, sir. Let's get to the question of the day. No hemming, no hawing. The 2025 season, or at least calendar year sports-wise, we've completed the active portion of it when it comes to Houston sports. And so with that, what was your favorite sports moment of the calendar year? And this is a lot more difficult than it sounds.
Yeah, it is a lot more difficult than it sounds. The teams, save for the Astros, really have been largely successful. And if you want to kind of put them to the side for a second, I thought that U of H, and we'll get to some of these moments, I thought that U of H basketball, and then I guess fast forward to football.
Yeah, I was like,
over the weekend.
Don't forget.
Their overall, let's just go basketball and football programs have, you know, had a renaissance. For the basketball program, it's been, you know, a decade in the making now. But even with the football team now in year two of Willie Fritz, they kind of, if you wanted to just slide the Astros out, since they didn't have that many moments, there were probably more lowlights than highlights that it as it pertains to this segment, that U of H probably, I would say, provided a couple of candidates for this question here.
Yeah, and so 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And remember, I intentionally went with moments because you can go with games, and you mentioned it right off the top. You're like, well, the Astros weren't as successful, but there was definitely some moments in there that's worth thinking about. One of which was, and I'm trying to remember because I know I'm going to do this wrong, and I definitely should have looked this up. Was it Zach Cole? Was it white boy Zach Cole when he came up and just was hitting home runs? Could not, like, that moment for some reason stuck out so strong to me. And maybe it's because it was a point in time where I was losing my faith in this team's ability for that season. And yeah, I was looking for the things that, one, could obviously buoy it in the moment, but also could possibly be a thing in the future. And hey, what's up, Zach Cole? You are probably actually going to factor in to the 2026 outfield situation for the Astros.
Yeah, but if we got to be honest, like, shout out to Zach Cole and shout out to his moment. But if you're given what the Astros have been, if your moment...
Oh, it's not the. It's me being a sicko and trying to find... Because it's probably seeing Cam Smith early on vindicate all of the hemming and hawing about him coming out of spring training with the big league club, and then coming up and being like, oh, he looks like a big leaguer.
And maybe even for some of the sentimental folks, getting Carlos Correa back.
That's the big, you know, Astros answer, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the way. You know, I felt the way about it. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't think it was going to necessarily solve their... probably the answer to their problems necessarily, but I thought it was a cool moment at the very least. But the Astros, as I was mentioning earlier, probably pretty far down this list.
I mean, you had the them acknowledging the injury stuff, you know, finally being open about the injuries a little bit more.
That might be the most, like, fulfilling one, was when them saying that they were going to do a full evaluation of their return to baseball process. I was like, oh, thank God. Because it had become to a point where it was trite. It was cliche to talk about it. Because it's like, oh, well, he's injured. What is it? Is it Tommy John? Well, we'll see you in 2 years. Like, that had become so trite and cliche because it kept on happening.
Yeah. How many years consecutively now where you have multiple guys go down with a Tommy John?
I think it was like three or four.
I think it's no more than three.
More than it should be is the answer.
Yeah. So that part's an issue. And you can't forget. I at least can't forget. Because I remember having to, like, figure out, am I being messed with here? Am I in some kind of a time, some like a weird time situation here? Because when we found out that Yordan Alvarez's hand was 60% healed, I remember trying to go back and find out, well, when did we know that it was broken? And oh, by the way, didn't just yesterday he put on a light show at Daikin Park?
That's right.
That had guys like Jose Altuve and Mauricio Dubon just turning their heads saying, hey, man, I don't need to see anymore. Let's get this guy back in the lineup. Oh, but wait, his hand is broke. And it's not only is it broken, but it's so broken that it's over half the way healed.
You're going to make me mad.
Have you ever heard of anything
like
that?
Reggie's like,
I just want to keep moving.
It was a moment.
It was indeed a moment. Some other ones that are coming in on the text line, of course, U of H pops up here a few times. You mentioned it. I think that we have to power rank the moments, and it's going to be the tournament moments, even though I think especially if shout out to Ocho, shout out to the folks that are really in the sticks about this. This basketball team gives you a lot of moments that maybe don't even show up to the larger public, who will tap in when the lights are the brightest. But you had at least three big instances, at least in the positive, when it comes to their tournament. Them beating Duke in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Them beating Purdue in the Elite Eight, which I think is my favorite, especially because of the game-winning, drawn-up play to get over it. You also beat Kansas in there.
Yeah. Also beat Kansas. Shout out to Ron the Show Hughley. I'm pretty sure he loved that one. So
I bet.
Yeah, I think all three of those would be candidates. Now, once you get to the end of that game, beating Duke, like to beat Duke in the Final Four to go to the championship against Florida, like saying that sentence out loud is even just a moment for me.
I thought 87
after this time period. But yeah,
I thought 83 was going to be vindicated. Once the Duke game, I was like, oh, it's time. Like here comes the moment. So those vibes are not to be forgotten, even if it did not go the way you wanted to. Shout out to one Figgy Fig who was listening to the program. He said his favorite sports moment was Lopez talking about the Astros facing the worst pitcher in the league, and then that dude almost throwing a no-hitter. That did indeed happen. Some other Houston sports moments. You had one Rockets-wise that I wanted to tap into.
Well, so mine Rockets-wise, actually, now that I know we're trying to go moments.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But for me,
I mean, you can widen it out because the text line 832, KD going off on Denver versus the Nuggets.
Oh, that's a good one. I think Alperen Şengün also kind of responding in the second game against Denver after being not so good the first one. And they both go for 30-point triple-doubles.
Yes, that is correct.
Which is the first time that's ever happened between two centers in the NBA history.
Correct.
So that was pretty cool.
That was really fun. That happened recently. If you want to get something further back, you remember Alperen Şengün giving Draymond Green the business?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
That's a good one.
In the Western Conference playoffs?
I don't think I was there for that game. Because was that a road game?
But he did it the whole series.
Yeah, because he actually did it at Toyota as well. And that was kind of a thing in the post game, and kind of just, hey man, you know, you talk about me, I'm not gonna back down. And that's one thing about Alperen Şengün, has no back down in him. I was gonna go with more so Fred VanVleet saving the season. I know they didn't win that series, but without him, it would have been a far less interesting series than what it was. As y'all remember, that series ends up going 7 games. The Rockets lose Game 7 at home, but there ain't no Game 7 if there ain't Game 5 and Game 6 versions of Fred VanVleet.
Game 6 was huge.
Game 6 was huge. I struggled because I wanted to just do a moment or just go with a game for a moment, but both games, like Game 5 is at home and he's huge. Game 6 is on the road, but it felt like it was even bigger, right? And so, and that one he has 20. So he has 29 in Game 6, 26 in Game 5. So he was even better. Made all of his free throws, went 6-9 from 3. He was shooting a lot of the Fred VanVleet shots that a lot of Rockets fans were lamenting during the season. Like, why Fred always shooting the ball? And who do you think he is? And he damn sure was that in the playoffs and saved your season, gave you a fighting chance in Game 7. That was definitely a moment for me.
I feel bad because we've talked about Astros, Rockets, Cougars, and not any Texans. And Texans had some moments.
Well, I felt like we were saving the best for last. Yeah, we're already at the end of the segment. That sucks.
We technically are. And what I'm going to do is something I'm not supposed to do, but it is NFL. So you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We will continue the question of the day for your favorite Texans moment of the 2025 season. And coming up next, let's do some around the NFL, where we actually have we have some NFL Hall of Fame finalists. Mm. And there are some incentives that are incumbent upon performances in week 5 or week 18, rather. I want you to rank them. We'll do all of that next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.